The bad news continues for the Raiders with a key player out for an injury. Plus, President Trump claims he wants to help California farmers, but what does it mean for the state's water supply and Mega Millions mania? People rush to buy their tickets as the jackpot soars to $1 billion. Good afternoon, I'm Wilson Walker. This is your Picks Now update. And we begin with some breaking news right now out of South Carolina, where several have been injured in a school bus crash. It happened earlier this afternoon in Greenwood County. That's on the western side of the state, almost towards Georgia. We're hearing 30 fourth grade students and several adults were on board at the time. 10 were taken to a nearby hospital. This is video of them towing that bus out of a ditch. You can see the front end badly damaged. It is unclear how the bus ran off the road. We'll continue to monitor this situation and bring you the latest as it develops. Now, Oakland police calling off the search for an armed suspect after a shooting happened around 3 this morning on East 17th Street in the San Antonio neighborhood. Police say an officer tried to detain a suspicious person, but he ran off. And during the chase, the suspect turned and fired a gun at the officer. The officer was not hurt and did not fire back. Investigators combed the area, could not find the suspect. They did, however, recover a gun. Residents in the area say they are still concerned.
I think they should still keep searching. It's not safe.
Police have not yet provided a description of that suspect. Now, Cal Fire is touting their new fire detection cameras. This is video from one of those cameras. It shows a fire in Geyser Peak in Sonoma County that broke out on Tuesday. Fire officials say this video, along with a 911 call, saved critical time and resources by sending crews straight to the right location. That fire was contained to just 1 acre. The network of cameras were approved just 2 months ago. President Trump says he wants to help California farmers and get them more water. He signed an order today seeking to change federal environmental rules. Right now, water is redirected from the Central Valley to help endangered fish species. Trump has indicated he wants to block that plan.
The farmers are going to enjoy it. Great for the farmers, great for the people, great for recreation, great for everything you can think of. And now the next time I ride up that road, I think we're going to see a lot of green. It's going to be 100% green instead of 4% green. So I'll sign it right now.
Farmers have complained their poor crops are due to a lack of water supply, pointing fingers at the reallocation as the reason Trump's memo sets a 2019 deadline to update water environmental rules. Now, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke applauded the president's efforts, saying in part, "Working to get our farmers the water they need is key to rural prosperity, and I applaud President Trump for making this a key issue, a top priority of his administration." Now, investigations into the disappearance of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi are expected to wrap up soon. CBS News has confirmed reports that the Saudis are preparing to blame his death on Major General Ahmed Al-Asiri, a top Saudi intelligence official who is close to the crown prince. Khashoggi hasn't been seen in more than 2 weeks after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he believes it is likely Khashoggi is dead, and he said there will be consequences for those responsible.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff, but we'll see what happens.
Saudi leaders continue to deny any knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi. Now, singer Rihanna has turned down an offer to perform at the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show in support of Colin Kaepernick. Sources tell Entertainment Tonight that she is standing in solidarity with the NFL players who have sparked controversy by kneeling during the national anthem. Neither Rihanna nor the NFL have commented on the matter. And this just in, more bad news for the Oakland Raiders. Running back Marshawn Lynch out for at least a month because of a groin injury. The NFL Network reports that Lynch had an MRI this week, revealing the extent of that injury. Now, the Raiders do have a bye this week, but the setback, just another blow for a team that has started 1-5. Take a look at this time lapse here. A foggy morning commute into San Francisco. This was the view from our exclusive Salesforce Tower camera. Just before 9 a.m. in the distance, the Golden Gate Bridge as the fog rolled in. Let's check in with Mary Lee with more on our current conditions.
Well, hopefully you are enjoying the sunshine. We're looking at warmer daytime highs today compared to yesterday, and we'll continue with that warm weather as we head through the weekend. This is the reason why high pressure builds in, so weaker onshore flow, and that's why those temperatures will rise today and especially for tomorrow. Get ready for a sunny weekend ahead. So above normal temps from San Francisco, Concord, San Jose to Oakland, about anywhere from 4 to 7 degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. Looking at 82 for high in Cupertino, as well as for Campbell, 82 for a high in Santa Clara and San Jose as we go through the rest of our afternoon. 85 in Brentwood, as well as for Livermore. Concord coming in at 83 for a high, and then across the North Bay, 84 in Santa Rosa and 83 in Napa. Our East Bay locations, Berkeley and Alameda, daytime highs right around 74, and then up in Ukiah, 86 for a high temperature. So here is the forecast and what you can expect. We're going to be warmer for tomorrow, mid to upper 80s inland, and then plenty of sun for Sunday, much cooler by next week.
All right, we may have buried the lead here. The Mega Millions jackpot has hit its highest point ever, reaching $1 billion. Cameras were rolling when this billboard in Atlanta changed the new numbers, rolling over like an odometer. The estimated cash payout, more than $565 million. Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of winning. About half of the jackpot goes towards taxes. We caught some East Bay residents this morning buying tickets. One woman from Alameda told us what she would do with all that money.
Well, we have three kids, so of course I would love to, you know, have money to put them to, through school, college. But then, no, my husband and I have actually been board members at the East Oakland Boxing Association for over 20 years, and I would love to do something for the kids of East Oakland.
All right, she gets my vote. Now, if no one wins tonight, the next jackpot is estimated at $1.6 billion. There is also a $430 million Powerball drawing tomorrow night. We will be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.